Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blog 8 Tips Tuesday podcast for December 4th, 2018. And I'm your host, Bayana. Tips this week include why I'm vetting new WordPress basic courses, how to get a free live stream ticket to WordCamp US that's happening this weekend. Holiday deals are still going strong here. The new DIY SEO Jumpstart Challenge starts this week. A new Gutenberg facts page from Matt Mullenweg. How to prepare for not updating to WordPress 5.0, including things to do now. Why a minor release auto update issue could be a huge problem for us. Updates to the post on how to change your PHP version. SiteGround's SG Optimizer plugin has been totally revamped. What I'm checking with the image optimization and HTTP2 protocol. A glitch in Google's algorithm that makes it think a site is hacked. And a must-read interview for foodie bloggers on advanced SEO and other tips. So let's dive in. I hope you'll join me later today at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific for the party. An interactive Tips Tuesday recap and breaking news discussion over on the Blog8 Facebook page. In Blog8 happenings, it's been a week filled with visiting with folks in real life around here. My BFF came over for a visit to see my new place, and our families live next door to each other in Nashville for over 20 years. We're about 1.5 hours away from each other now, so it's a real treat to visit in person. I also had dinner Thursday with new friends at a lifestyle meetup group that fits me well, and I noticed there are a lot of work-from-home folks posting in my hood's Facebook group, so I asked if there were any bloggers here. We had our first meetup in a nice little coffee house down the street on Saturday morning, and we'll do it again after the holidays. I hope to expand that group to an official meetup that's citywide. It's a real pain to drive to Nashville for such meetings, and we can keep it more diverse than just WordPress related too, as we have all kinds here. So yes, I'm finally putting down roots here in Clarksville, since I'll obviously be staying for a while, and it's so good to meet new folks and get out of the office regularly too. Hey, there was a nice referral for me on the Platform University Facebook group, and I want to thank Laura Sanders for that. She sent a new online business owner to me for my Scratch to Publish one-on-one class, and I'm getting more and more folks under 40 for that class and for every class I offer, because they seem to have a more sensitive BS meter and hate the kind of hype they find in other programs. Plus, they're willing to invest in their education first and try new things so they can get a foothold in otherwise saturated niches. Now, for all of you who are more established, you better start opening your minds to new ways of doing things, or you'll lose your audience to these up-and-comers. They've got great ideas and a fresh take on things, and they're hustling, honeys. So part of that Scratch to Publish class included my whole library of WordPress tutorial basics, but I shut that down a couple of years ago and I have no intention of bringing it back, nor do I intend to have a standing course for Gutenberg. Now, I may do a blitz class on it and have the replay for a limited time, but it's changing too fast for me to create a permanent course. That's the whole reason I shut down the other one. I was losing my shirt trying to keep everything updated for the price folks were willing to pay. You need thousands of folks in the course to make that profitable or to even break even. So I'm vetting WordPress basic courses offered by others this week. Now, there is one that's taught by Morten Hendrickson that I'm really looking forward to checking out. He's the guy that did the Friday keynote at WordCamp US last year that really opened my eyes to why Gutenberg is the future. And I'll be watching his session at WordCamp US later this week too. And I've heard he has some Gutenberg tutorials in that class as well. So I'll be keeping my eye on those too. And hey, WordCamp US is this weekend. Now, as I mentioned in last week's Tips Tuesday, even though it's in Nashville, it's just a little out of my budget to attend this year. So I've already gotten my free ticket to the live streams and blocked out my calendar for the sessions across Friday and Saturday that I want to watch. Webmasters, I strongly encourage you to check out the session list, as there are a lot of Gutenberg and Deaf listings for you too. You know, we have to stay even further ahead than we keep our clients, and this is a good way to do that. Hey y'all, the Black Friday Cyber Monday hosting deals are over, but you can still get in on the holiday discounts for my DIY SEO course, the webmaster training, and site audit, so don't let those slip you by. And last week in the DIY SEO course, we finished up our live labs on the new Google Search Console interface, and the replays will remain available. And this week, we begin the Jumpstart Challenge for our critical Yoast settings and Google connections. Those will be little five-minute checks that are emailed every few days. Now, they will help ensure you have the critical foundation settings correct before we start the live workshops in January. That's important because the first one is for technical SEO. Now, we check if Google can properly crawl your site and any issues it's having. Plus, I'll have all new recommendations for our robots.txt files and more. So now is a great time to get in the course. All right, y'all, that's the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In WordPress tips, Matt Mullenweg, the co-founder of WordPress and the lead dev on WordPress 5.0, has set up a facts page about Gutenberg and the release of 5.0. Now, we are currently on the release candidate 2. That means they think they have all the bugs worked out and are doing the final testing. We have no dates on when the final release will hit. And be sure to see the last paragraph of the post I linked for you from Matt's facts page. It speaks to just how much this thing will be changing after the release. Now, just because we don't have a release date for WordPress 5.0 yet, doesn't mean there's nothing for you to do. Be sure you read my post on the steps you need to take prior to WordPress 5.0 even rolling out and get them done now. And then there's a few things for you to do the week of. In plugin tips, we've got a big problem that I'm investigating and one that made me think I was losing my mind for a while. I saw this issue with both Yoast SEO and Genesis. Not to pick on them, that's just where I saw it. Now, I purposely waited to do the recent major updates on both. When the next point release came out, I felt it was safe to do the updates. So when I logged into my sites, I was upset to find that those minor releases had already happened. Okay, let's get clear on all this lingo. A major release is when we go from version 2.6 to 2.7. A minor or point release is when we go from 2.7 to 2.7.1. Now, normally, if you don't do an update on a major release, like version 2.6 to 2.7, then the minor updates that follow, like 2.7.1, won't auto-update either. But they're doing just that. Now, this is going to be a serious problem when WordPress 5.0 rolls out. I haven't seen any issues with the minor plugin update so far. But if the minor WordPress updates come through too, then we've got big issues. But the big deal is the update system is not working as it should. If you haven't upgraded to the major release, then the minor one should not come through either. Now, right now, I've hard-coded WordPress updates to be off on my sites, and I've advised clients to use the Easy Updates Manager plugin to do the same. And you can read my post on how to use Easy Updates Manager to turn off WordPress. Now, because of this, I may need to update those settings to turn off all updates of every kind. The caveat with that, and what I mentioned in that post, is we need minor updates for security fixes. That's the whole beauty of leaving auto updates for minor releases on. So, if we turn all that off, we could introduce a security risk on our site. It means that we have to be hyper vigilant to watch for updates and read what they are more than ever. And with everybody being so busy with the holiday season right now, this concerns me greatly. Like I said, I'm checking into it. So what I need you to do, please report if you're seeing the same thing with auto updates on point releases, even if you haven't done the major release update. And I'll have recommendations for you as soon as I can. In PHP tips, a few of my clients are on reseller accounts at A2 Hosting, and I didn't cover the unique way you have to update PHP levels on that type of hosting account. So I added screenshots and instructions to my video tutorial on how to change your PHP version post. So go see that if you have a WHM or reseller account. In speed tips, Risto from SiteGround just announced that they have done a major overhaul on their SG Optimizer plugin. It includes a lot more caching that's specifically designed to work with the way they have their hosting set up. And honestly, it's a little odd compared to other hosts, but it works great. Now, I think this development is very interesting, considering that earlier this year, SiteGround worked closely with the nice folks at WP Rocket, so that plugin would work well on SiteGround and their odd setup. And now SiteGround turns around and does their own thing, including several new features that are like the best of WP Rocket plugin functionality. Welcome to open source coding. Anybody can borrow any code from any plugin that has an open source license and fork it by tweaking a little and then calling it their own. Now, I've got a test site over on SiteGround, mainly for speed tests just like this, and I'll be putting those new speed settings through their paces. But I'm going to wait just a bit. Within hours of Haristo's announcement, bug reports started coming in, and the point version has been updated 3 times already. And FYI, historically I've been able to make sites faster by turning off the SG Optimizer plugin and doing the speed tweaks another way, including using local caching plugins like WP Fastest Cache and WP Rocket. So we'll see if this has the same level of intelligent caching as those plugins do or not, and if it actually works well. Now, I can already see folks not knowing this stuff is turned on or what it does, and then adding a caching plugin, which will set up conflicts. SiteGround has installed a checker for such things, but I don't know if it periodically checks or whether it only checks when you first install the SG Optimizer plugin. We'll see. And it will be no earlier than January before I start running those tests. Hey, webmasters, I've got a pretty technical post for you about the issues that the HTTP2 protocol causes, especially with progressive JPEGs. And that post also infers that the HTTP3 protocol will fix these issues, but that will be at least a year or so down the road. Now, I'll be doing new speed tests next month and adding deeper image optimization testing too. So I'll be looking into how different programs save JPEGs and see if that matters. And SEO tips. Ooh, this would scare the pants off of you. There was a Google algorithm glitch that suspected Search Engine Land of being hacked, and it de-indexed it. The site was not hacked, and the issue is being fixed. So don't freak out if this happens to you. Hey, are you a foodie blogger? Then I've got an interview that's a must read over on SEM Rush. And it's with Casey Marquis. Now, I hope you will pay particular attention to what he says about the following. Less ads equals more traffic. Quality content, not just longer. And schema markup in your recipe plugin. I could not agree more. In fact, I have clients that can prove less ads equals more money. And for the content, if you're just writing filler about how much your hubby or kids love the recipe, or something about your life or your dog that has nothing to do with anything, or showing 10 images of the same thing, then readers and Google are going to hate you. Write quality content. Show pictures of the process, not multiple pictures of the finished product. The foodie niche is one of the most competitive and saturated. You must start thinking about UX user experience, else you're not going to build as much tribe, get repeat viewers, or make as much money as you could. My clients are the proof in the pudding about this, pun intended. And you can go read my post on schema markup in the best recipe plugins to use. And there's also a link in there to a sister post that Marilyn Lesniak of Marilyn Treats did for some of the function of the plugins as well. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Show me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support the free and helpful info you get on Bloggate and to help your buddies. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who does share my stuff, not only online, but in groups too. And be sure to visit Bloggate.net for more tips and resources, and I'll see you online.